Jesus said this. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry. And whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Today we are asking the most important question in the world. And that question is, how can we have life? There is no point in having anything else if we haven't got life. Now, in one sense, of course, all of us have got life. Hands up if you're not alive. There's always one. But in fact, all of us are alive, aren't we? All of us have physical life. But one day, each of us will die. And what we need more than anything else is spiritual life, eternal life. Life that will get us through physical death and bring us physical resurrection. That is the kind of life that we need more than anything. And the most important question in the world is this. How can we have that kind of life? There's no point in having anything else if we haven't got life. We're going to see the answer to that question comes in two parts, two slices, if you will. First of all, to get life, we need Jesus. To get life, we need Jesus. No one and nothing else will do. We need Jesus. And secondly, to get life, we need to trust Jesus. Just knowing about him or liking him isn't enough. It won't do. We need to trust Jesus in order to have life. Let's have a little quiz. I don't think this quiz is too difficult, but let's see how we go. Let's see how good your shopping skills are, okay? So the question is, where do I go to get each of these products? So we've got four shops to choose from. We've got the Apple Store in Bluewater, where my friend Rich works. Just a hint, they don't sell apples, in case you're getting confused about that. The second shop is Baldwin's Travel. Other travel agents are available. We've got the Butcher's Shop. Does anyone else think the expression family butchers is one of the most terrifying expressions? Leave my family alone. We've got the Butcher's. And fourthly, we have Specsavers, the opticians. Can you see that one clearly? You can see that one clearly. Good. There's more of that. Right, first product. Hands up if you think you know which of these shops you would go to get this product, okay? It is sausages. Yes, where would you go? The Butcher's, that's right, of course. Okay, second product, you ready? A phone. Yeah. A phone, that's right, the Apple Store. You're quite right. We'd go to the Apple Store for that, should you want such a thing. Third product, some glasses. Where'd you go for that one? Yeah? What do you think? The sunglasses shop, that's right. Specsavers, the opticians. You'd go for your sunglasses, Fourth one, where would you go to get? You already know, don't you? A holiday. Where would you go to get a holiday? Yeah. Baldwin's Travel. Actually, it's the Butcher's. I'm joking, of course. It's Baldwin's Travel. We know where to go to get those products. But our question this morning is, how can we have life? Where do we have to go to get eternal life, the most important thing in the world? In the bit of the Bible that Jess read for us just a moment ago, some people are talking to Jesus about a time before he was born, when God's people were living in the desert. There wasn't a Sainsbury's or an Asda in sight. And as for Waitrose, well, that was miles away in Tunbridge or something annoying like that. There was no food for the people to eat, and they would have died. They were asking, how can we have life? There's no food for us. And God answered by miraculously providing manna from heaven without them doing anything. It was almost as though just sort of slices of bread just fell out of the sky for them. And the people could eat, and they could have life. And Jesus says that God did that miracle all those years ago to point forward to him, to Jesus. God gave people manna to give them physical life, and God has given us Jesus to bring us spiritual life, eternal life, life that will last through death. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry. You know where to go to get all these different products. If you want to get a pair of glasses, you go to the opticians. There is no point in going to the butchers because a sausage will not help you to see any clearer. But people try all sorts of wrong places when it comes to getting eternal life. Some people try just hoping for the best. And I try not to think about it too much because it'll probably all just be fine when they die. And other people try beauty products. If you can say looking young, perhaps I'll never die. Some people try to be really good and think that God will be impressed by that and he'll have to let them into heaven when they die. And other people try all sorts of different religions and philosophies in the hope that one of them will bring them eternal life. But doing any of those things is like going to the butcher's when you can't see straight. It won't do you any good whatsoever. It's a complete waste of time. How can we have life? Jesus says, I am the bread of life. You have to come to me, says Jesus. If we want life, if we want eternal life, we need Jesus. No one else and nothing else will do. How can we have life? How can we have life? And not just physical life, but spiritual life, eternal life, life that will last through death. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry. If we want life, we have to come to Jesus. We need Jesus. No one else and nothing else will do. But there's a second thing to say, and that is that we need to trust Jesus. Just knowing about him or liking him won't do. We need to trust Jesus. Now, I went to Sainsbury's yesterday because we haven't got a Waitrose, not that I'm bitter, and I got lots of lovely bread. So let's see what we've got. We've got a lovely baguette here, baguette, ladies and gentlemen. We've got some lovely buns, some delicious buns, bready buns, yummy. And we've got some giraffe bread. I think they used to call it tiger bread, but some small boy pointed out that it looks more like a giraffe, which is probably true. And Sainsbury's renamed it giraffe bread, which is very decent of them. We've got large format giraffe bread, and we have small format giraffe bread. And finally, we have breadsticks, sticky, lovely. So lots of delicious bread, and it smelled absolutely lovely yesterday in my office as I was sort of working on this talk. It was very distracting trying to write this talk with the lovely smell of bread filling the room. I got really hungry. I couldn't concentrate. In fact, I'm quite hungry now, but I'm very hungry now. It's funny, we've got all this bread, and yet I'm still hungry. We've got the bread, but I'm hungry. What on earth can we do to solve this problem? Any suggestions as to what I can do to solve this problem? Any ideas? Call them out, shout out. What can we do with this bread? What's that? Did someone say juggle with it? Did you say juggle with the bread? I guess we could try. It's been a while. Let's have some music if we can. That's okay. Here we go. Okay. Hey! 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 Okay. There we go. Very good. Thank you. I'll have that one back. Oh, I'm losing them all over the shop. Brilliant. Well, that went better than I was expecting. But you know what? I'm still hungry. We've juggled with the bread, but I'm still hungry. Any other suggestions? What's that? Javelin it, did you say? Is that even a verb? You want me to javelin the baguette? Well, we could try us. Now, I practiced this yesterday. Something that did veer a bit off course. If you're near a vulnerable adult, do keep your eyes open. Okay, yesterday I managed to get it to about the third pillar back, okay? So we'll see how we go. And if it lands near you, pick it up and look after it. If it lands on you, I'm really sorry. Right, here we go. How far do you think I can get it? Let's have some music. Okay. Here we go. Duh! Right. Wonderful. Should we try one more? It went so well. You're going to eat it. Right. It has been on the floor. Never mind. One more. Okay, here we go. See if we get any further. Yeah! Oh, similar. Okay, you look after that one. Well, do you know what? That was a great triumph. But I'm still hungry. We've tried juggling with the bread. I don't know why it's just... We tried jamming it. Third one, was that... Make a giraffe out of it. Well, I suppose we could try. Let's have some music. For this project, ladies and gentlemen, you'll need a large giraffe loaf. You'll need a small giraffe loaf. And you'll need some breadsticks. Now, you'll need some spare breadsticks because famously they do break. Let's see how this goes. Right. First of all, we need a little hole there. Okay. And we need a little hole there. We need a hole there. We'll just have two more holes here. And here. Now, let's get out a breadstick. So we need a hole here too. Okay. Step one. Now, oh! His neck's broken. Sorry, Jerry. I've broken his neck. That happens to real giraffes as well, and it's very sad. Right, let's try giving him some legs. Okay. You're never going to look at a giraffe leg in the same way again, are you? Do check with your parents before doing this to the bread loaf. So carefully bought. Okay. Now, do you think he's going to... He can't have a tail. I haven't got enough breadsticks. It's not quite stable. That one's a bit short. Oh! Oh no, his leg's broken! Oh, Jerry! It's alright. I got spare legs. Giraffes always carry spare legs. Okay. Where's his neck hole gone? There it is. Ta-da! Thank you very much. I'm gonna deconstruct him now because he might break while I'm talking. That would be very distracting. So sorry, Jerry. We'll just take your head off, and you have a little rest. Right. Now, do you know what? That went better than expected. But I'm still hungry. We've juggled. Eat it, of course. It's all about having bread. And you can juggle with it. You can juggle with it. You can javelin it. You can even giraffe it. But it won't stop you being hungry. You have to eat bread in order for it to do you any good. Now, I'm not actually going to do that because then I won't be able to talk. And most of it's been on the floor. But after the service, hopefully, I will get some lunch. We're asking, how can we have life? How can we have eternal life? To have physical life, we need to eat physical food and drink. And it's no use just having physical food drink. We need to eat it, not just look at it. And to have spiritual life, we need Jesus. But it's no use just knowing about Jesus. It's no use just liking Jesus. We have to trust Jesus. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry. And whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. To get the benefits of Jesus, we have to trust him. We have to believe in him. All of us have rejected God. We say this often, don't we, that all of us have sinned. And you know how to spell sin? S, shove off God, we say. I'm in charge. N, no to your rules. That's what sin is. We say to God, shove off, I'm in charge. No to your rules. And all of us have done that. All of us have sinned. And because of sin, none of us deserves to live with God forever. But Jesus died on the cross to take the punishment that our sin deserves. And he rose from the dead to bring us the eternal life that we don't deserve. Perhaps some of us here know lots about Jesus, maybe think very highly of him. But have we ever actually put our trust in him? Believing in Jesus means saying to God, sorry that I've sinned against you. Thank you for sending Jesus to die in my place and to rise to bring me new life. Please forgive me of my sin and help me to live with Jesus as my King from now on. Sorry, thank you, and please. And I'm going to pray that prayer in a minute. And if you want to make it your own, you can just silently echo it in your head as I do so. Many of us here do trust Jesus, but every day of the Christian life is a day of saying, sorry, thank you, and please. I so quickly start to rely on my good behaviour or my keen Bible reading to impress God. And I have to remind myself, there's nothing I can do, nothing I can bring to this meal. God is in charge of the catering. And Jesus is all the bread that I need. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry. And whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Let me pray as I close. And then I think we're going to sing again. Let me pray.